on the line now, I have Owen O'Neill, and he is with RAID. That's the Recovery Through Art, Drama and Education. Good afternoon, Owen. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I don't know whether you heard that programme about the promo there about the radio programme you have in 1930 Knockout, but you have an exhibition on there as well through RAID. But tell us about RAID first.
Okay. RAID is a recovery programme. We're based over in Dublin 8. Basically, we work using art as a medium to help people in their recovery.
Okay.
Is it
a talent that they have innately that comes out, or are they taught?
It's a little mixture. Okay. I mean, we don't audition or anything like that, so we're not out there looking for people who can paint or can sculpt or can act or whatever. But what we do is we, through our workshops, we help them to get in contact with their own creativity. Mm-hmm. And quite often, they discover talents that they never knew they had.
Okay. How long has RAID been going now?
This will be its 10th year. Okay. It'll be our anniversary this year.
Okay, and you've obviously had plenty of exhibitions before, but this one here is centering on, particularly as I mentioned there, the 13 Lockout. So what can people expect when they go and see it?
I think what people will expect is they will see paintings and sculptures, mainly wood carvings, about the 1913 Lockout. What we had decided to take, rather than do a historical narrative, we were looking for more an emotional contact with what conditions were like in 1913. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of our people are working class, and they come from the Dublin inner city, which would have been at the heart of the 1913 Lockout as well.
And is probably part of the perception of the people themselves of what they thought the Lockout was all about. Is that part of it as well?
Very much so. I mean, when we first introduced the subject, I mean, none of them had ever heard of the 1913 Lockout. But as soon as we started bringing in materials and they began to research it, I mean, they very quickly identified things that happened in 1913 with things which are currently happening now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the things I read about the Red Hand and all like that, I'm sure everyone that sort of extensively reads about it would know about it, but if they didn't, it's a feature. I actually remember more so that would come into my mind as a movie, and I'm sure, I think it was called The Black Hand, which was sort of represented the mafia in the 20s over in America, which was a strange coincidence.
Yes. I mean, one of the things, the sort of motif we took for the sculptures was tie all the sculptures together, that every one of them have got a carved red hand, which was the Union badge in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone carved out the red hand. And underneath, the sort of arm supporting the red hand, they sculpted their own piece, their own interpretation of 1913. Mm-hmm. And we find everything there, from the food chips to women, to the Irish Citizens Army, and just other more abstract things like education and work and that sort of stuff. So these are the type of things that people picked up on.
Now, the exhibition's open at the moment, I believe, and it's running until the 14th of February, which is Valentine's
Day.
That's
right. It's running in the Access Centre in Ballymun.
Okay. And is that where the RAID is centred as well?
No, we're actually centred over in Dublin 8, near St Patrick's Cathedral. And aside from the painting and sculpture, we also do drama. We have a play out in 1913, which is going to be playing in the NCAD and in Liberty Hall in February, and was played in Smock Alley earlier in the year. And it's about... The play itself was derived from the writings of our participants about 1913.
Mm-hmm.
And it was knocked into the play, and there's songs, there's music, there's humour, there's the whole kibosh, basically, around 1913.
Okay, now I know they need, for instance, the paintings, they're led by artist Cathy Henderson, and people get a bit of help. But most of the time when they're doing plays and stuff like that, do they get assistance, or do they do all the, say for instance a play, do they all the background themselves, do they sort of work out scripts, and what way does that work?
Yeah, the script was written by Michael Egan, who's the director here in RAID, who's a playwright in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
But he based the play on the writings of the participants here. The writings, they do creative writing classes here. They were doing it in 1913, and he took those writings and he formed them into a play. The stage settings of it are we all built in the house in RAID, so a lot of the props, the set and all is actually constructed here in RAID. So we do the creative writing, we do the arts and drama, and we've done film, we do dance and so forth. So we try to get a broad range of different art disciplines. And the way we work, we bring artists to work in with the participants to help them sort of bring out their own ideas about the work and the painting. We don't go necessarily about the talent that an artist may, the participant may have, mm-hmm. but the effort that they put into it and the unique way that they would see have on something.
Yeah, it's a wonderful outlet though for anybody to the extent of confidence wise and showing different direction that people can take and something come back to them all the time. So it's really a wonderful way of doing things. I have to congratulate you on that.
Oh, well, thanks for that. Yes, I mean, the participants get a real buzz out of it. They say it's fantastic. They feel when and it takes a lot of courage on our part to actually present their work, to put it out there on show, because our exhibitions, our dramas and everything, they're all out there for public show. And it takes an awful lot of guts to actually do that, to take on, particularly when you take with the paintings and the sculpture. None of them have ever painted or sculpted before. They haven't drawn with a pencil since they were in primary school. And to actually take that on and devise and come up with a concept and research it and then produce an actual finished piece of work, it takes a lot of effort. It takes an awful lot on their part and a lot of investment on their part to actually do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have a website so people can look up on further things that you can be doing?
We do.
Yeah, what is it?
It's www.rade.ie.
Rade.ie, that's RADE.ie.
Yeah.
Okay, and but that exhibition's on at the moment in Access in Ballymun, running now up to the 14th of February from 9 to 7. But as I said there's plays coming up and all sorts of things happening all through the year, I imagine.
That's right. I mean, if you keep contact with our website or if you email us at info@rade.ie, I mean, we'll certainly put people on to our lists if they want to come and see our shows, and we'll let them know when they're happening.
Okay. Thanks very much, Owen. It's a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations again to everyone involved.
And you too. Listen, thank you very much for talking.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye.